This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Saturday resumption of fighting in the Gaza Strip has put intense pressure on civilians already under tremendous strain. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a statement Saturday, the Red Cross said civilians have overwhelmingly borne the brunt of the hostilities in Gaza and Israel so far, and following the resumption of fighting, the aid group fears civilians now face increased suffering and urged the parties in the conflict to do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties and harm. Speaking to Reuters News Service on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit in Dubai, ICRC Director General Robert Mardini said the organization has 130 staff working in the Palestinian enclave ready to help.
We stand ready to facilitate further release operations of hostages in Gaza and Palestinian detainees to be reunited with their families. Those moments are a glimmer of hope in the midst of intense fighting, and we hope that more of this will be possible again.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is denouncing those who advocate what he says is, quote, an American retreat from responsibility. The Pentagon chief says sustained U.S. leadership is needed to help keep the world as safe, free, and prosperous as possible. In his remarks at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California's Simi Valley, Austin delivered a lengthy defense of U.S. support to Israel in its war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and to Ukraine in its struggle to battle Russia's invasion. He said, quote, the world will only become more dangerous if tyrants and terrorists believe that they can get away with wholesale aggression and mass slaughter. And he's urging Congress to end the partisan gridlock that has stalled the federal budget and war spending. Austin said those who, quote, try to pull up the drawbridge are undermining the security that has led to decades of prosperity. For additional stories,